Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a huge, potentially Crowder sports weekend. Okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could have a game seven on Sunday.
Gigantic. Of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game seven to go to the dance, the real show.
But the season could also peter out tonight, just kind of into the ether as Friday night, you know, heading into a holiday weekend, and no one will really notice. There's really, it's a very wide cavern that we could cross or fall right into tonight. We don't know.
I warn y'all.
We'll find
out. I'm going to warn y'all, 5 minutes into the show. I am not Guts Crowder. I am Spilkes Crowder. I am Channing Spilkes. I'm the Spilkes guy. I don't think they have a chance.
Heat are 8.5-point underdogs. You just don't think that they have a chance. Based on what you saw in Game 5, and now, listen, if Boston advances or Miami advances, they're going to face a well-rested Golden State team. Golden State's done.
That's balling, too, now. With damn near, what, they have 5 days off?
Boston has, you know, to me, even more incentive to go out there tonight. Now, I'm guessing Solana brought the guts, because I've got the Spilkes as well. Solana, I'm sure you have the guts.
I mean, I slept on it, because yesterday I was unsure. And I will tell you both right now, I have never felt more confident about a Heat victory than I do right now, tonight, Game 6. Jimmy Butler will have a performance for the ages. You thought LeBron's 45 was nice back in 2012? You haven't seen anything yet, Heat Nation.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
Are you putting a lot of money on it? How much you want me to put on it for you, Heat, straight up?
I'll get back to you in the break about that one.
Put that on the circle back list.
They were debating on First Take this morning. Can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And the panel was, you know, it was Molly moderating it, but it was Stephen A., Tracy McGrady, and Patrick Beverly. And the question, again, can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And Stephen A. essentially said Jimmy Butler can be a key component on a championship team. Tracy McGrady said Jimmy could be, but you have to get him another key player. So he could be the best player on the team, but you've got to get him another key player. And Patrick Beverly pretty much said Jimmy has failed in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philly. So, but Patrick Beverly, I think, is trying to carve out this niche. I mean, I don't even think he's trying to consciously carve out a niche. That's his personality. But, you know, and Stephen A's like, well, what are you talking about? They were in the NBA Finals. They made the playoffs every season. They were in the NBA Finals 2 years ago when he came to Miami. And Patrick Beverly said, is he championship team? Has he won a championship? Then no, he failed in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philadelphia.
And it's true. It's true. If he, like Joel Embiid thing, and I know Joel, you know, the whole thing about Jimmy needs another star. We talked about that yesterday. But that would be what Jimmy needs. Jimmy needs a guy that can go out there and get you 30-plus every night with no question. Jimmy's not that guy. Jimmy is not. He is not. We call him Jimmy Buckets, and let's be honest. He's really not a bucket. He really can't go out there and score at will if he wants to.
Yeah, that was kind of Stephen A's point, is that, you know, he can score when he needs to, but it's a grind. It's not like, you know, a Steph Curry that can just shoot 50 without even blinking an eye.
I saw the Clay last night. Man, come on, man. Clay went stupid last night.
I mean, that Golden State team, but I called it at the beginning of the playoffs, if you remember. I said Golden State's going to ride to the NBA Finals in the West without much of a problem.
You can try to trick a listener or two. You ain't tricking me and Solana. You talking about the Mavs got a chance.
Isn't that what I said? Didn't I say Golden State was pretty much going to cruise?
No. Oh, Jack. Oh, Luka's playing out of his mind. At least Mavs got a chance.
I don't know if you guys are right about this. We're going to have some fun on today's show. I promise you we're going to play some best of stuff that'll make you laugh and smile. It's obviously the all over the country this weekend kind of signifies the start of summer. It's a little different here in South Florida because it's always summer. But this is, you know, when you live in a cold weather city, like I grew up in Chicago, you know, this weekend is really like, you know, you feel alive again because summer is here. So we'll have some fun today. Mike Wallace is going to join us from Grind City Media. We love talking hoops with him. Let's start headlines, though, here in the 2 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, who has brought the guts.
They're oozing out of my body right now. And I'm ashamed of both of you. I've got to be 100% transparent here. I'm a little ashamed of both of you. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in how much of Heat Nation does not have the guts tonight. I mean, I see people talking about just knowing this one's over. I mean, what are we doing? It's the conference finals. They're two games away from the NBA finals. Anything can happen.
Solana, and I understand that. It's like when I talk about the Dolphins, and we'll go in and I'll do the pregame, and they're like, hey, do we have a chance to beat the Patriots? No, they can't beat them this year, like this week. They're not going to do it. And then it's, oh, you're a Dolphin, ex-Dolphin. Yeah, but I'm watching what's going on. I'm watching the injuries. I'm watching the exhaustion of the Heat. And I'm just, this is not an emotional decision, Solana. This is a analytical, you know, eye test decision I'm making, and I have no guts tonight. I think they're going to get run off the damn court.
Now, for me, it's a little bit different, and I have a little bit of shame in admitting this, but I am really excited to see Top Gun tonight, and that's kind of taking away my excitement over the Heat. So I only have a finite amount of excitement to give in one night. My wife can tell you that. And so it's Top Gun for me, boys.
And you being a pilot, Top Gun gets you going because
of course, it's hard for me to enjoy it just as a movie fan because I'll obviously be seeing how the pilots, you know, handle themselves in the cockpit. Obviously, it's, you know, when you're watching a football game and you watch it through a professional's eye, I do the same thing with a Top Gun movie. But I'll do my best to enjoy it.
Swear to God, I get on my flight last night, which is delayed like all the rest of my flights leaving New York or leaving anywhere. I'm the delay guy. If you're on my flight, you're in trouble. And I look in that cockpit, Hawk, and I see all those I see all those buttons and switches and levers and levers and lights. And I said, Hawk would have a heart attack if he sat in this chair.
We have an intercom system in my house when we moved in. There's four buttons on it. I've never had the guts to try to intercom someone in another room because I don't have the patience to figure out the four buttons. So, yeah, I don't think I would do as well as I think I would do.
Listen, did anybody think Rocky would beat Apollo Creed? Did anybody think?
Well, he lost to him in the first movie. I don't know if you saw it, but Apollo won.
Well, what about in Rocky III when Rocky overcame everybody's doubts and he took down Apollo Creed? Did anybody think the U.S.
Well,
had a chance?
Fight Apollo Creed in Rocky III.
That was Clubber Lang, wasn't it?
Did anybody think that the U.S. had a chance in the Miracle on Ice against the Soviets? Did anybody think that Dennis Quaid would get to his son in New York City in the day after tomorrow? I don't think so. Played by
Jake Gyllenhaal.
By the way, I don't think so. I'm tired of the naysayers. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat will go into Boston and prove they have the guts tonight. Book it.
Who played that role again?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That's his name, ain't it?
Excellent. That was reminiscent of the Independence Day speech by Bill Paxton.
It's almost July 4th, baby. I can't
Solana's
wait.
Solana's never seen a Rocky movie. You've never seen a Rocky movie.
I
guaranteed.
Didn't. I've never seen a Rocky movie. I tried to use something there that you could both relate to. Clearly, my research on Twitter did not suffice.